So we'll get started with session.
好，我们开始今天下半堂的课。
What I intend to do with this subject from now on, again, it's similar to what we did with the angelic infiltration in Genesis 6.
好，我们现在要讲的这个子题呢，跟这个天使的渗透是蛮有关联的，也很相似的一个子题。
Because that study about the infiltration of the angels is just one example of how Satan attacks God's plan.
因为天使的渗透就是有关在诺亚那个时期发生的这些事情呢，其实呢，只是其中的一个撒旦他的想要毁坏神的计划的一个事证之一。
And when I talk about Satan making attacks, here we're talking about direct attacks.We're not talking about satanic influence, but this is really where Satan is directly, often through indwelling people, to carry out his will.
而我们这边讲到的撒旦的攻击，其实是一个叫做直接性的撒旦的攻击，而不是说撒旦他的影响，不是说他的影响力，而是直接攻击性的事情。那在诺亚时代，他就是应该是说从亚当到诺亚时代的整个的天使的渗透，就是撒旦的直接的一个攻击。
See, a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, they're having a bad day, for example, a lot of things are going wrong in their life. They say, Satan's attacking me.
有一些人会，他会讲说，啊，今天一整天什么事情都不对劲，好，每一件事情都好像往错误的方向发展，那一定是撒旦在攻击我。
Now, unless you're a great believer like Abraham or David or Job, for example, I would say that that's not true and you're just being very arrogant.
那听说除非啊你这个基督徒啊是像亚伯拉罕或者是约伯这么伟大的基督徒或者是大卫这种基督徒才有可能撒旦会用直接的攻击来影响你。否则所以他像所以一般人呢我们都只能说我们自己应该是太过于傲慢所以才会有一些这种不顺利的状态。
Yeah, what you have to realize is that most problems in life are actually caused through your own arrogance or ignorance of the word of God.
所以我们要了解呢，在我们平常日常生活中，我们所遇到的一些挫败，一般来讲都是因为我们的这种傲慢，或者是对于神他所给我们的指示完全的忽视，才会有这些挫败。
Now, I'm not talking about something like the coronavirus. Of course, that's not your negative volition. So in a collective way, you know, when you have many, many people negative to the word of God, then God can use a circumstance like that to get people's attention, meaning to discipline them and to bring them back to God. So, you know, when so many people are against the word of God, then God will use something like a natural disaster to punish them.
一般来讲呢，就是我们平常个人的这种顺服于神哈，或者是忽视神给我们的一些指示啊，都不可能是造成太大的全人类的影响。像这种新冠病毒这么严重的这种大自然的一种惨剧啊，它一般来讲呢，应该是千千万万上亿的人对于神的一个悖逆，神才会用这样子的方式。好来处理来影响让我们能够等于是吸引我们的对神真正的一个注意。
Well, you see the social problems and the political problems that are happening in the United States. In that case, God really doesn't even have to get involved because people are just basically destroying their own society. There's people making bad decisions and those bad decisions are going to come upon themselves. So in that case, it's almost like God's got his hands off the situation. Of course, he's watching it very closely.
而像现在美国所发生的这种社会运动的这种混乱状态呢，其实神他不需要做什么，因为都是人在下一些悖逆神的错误的决定，造成了现在的社会的动荡。神呢，他当然是看着这些事情的发生，但他真的是不需要插手这个事情，人就在等于是在毁灭自己的社会了。
Often if you look at the situation from you know, different aspects, you see that there's one group of people attacking another group of people. And they're both wrong. And this is under the concept of evil one versus evil two. And they're both just attacking each other, thinking that they're right, of course, but both are wrong.
所以呢，很多这种人类之间的一些争战，常常都是邪恶的一方去 攻击邪恶的另一方，那两边其实呢都自以为自己是公义的，但实际上他们都是错误的，所以这个他们就等于是自相残杀。
When I was a kid at school, you know, often you'd have kids fighting at school. Some people would say, well, the teacher should get in there and stop them, and then take them off to the headmaster's room, and then they could have been punished.
听他小时候在学校里面，就是如果两个人打架呢，有些人都会说，啊，最好这个老师先别管，那或者呢，就是要把他们带去这个处罚室，把两个都打一顿。
But another method is just, you know, the teacher just lets them keep fighting until they get so bloody and sore that they stop.
另外一种方法就是老师根本什么都不管，就让两个小孩自己打得头破血流，他们自然就等于得到了他们该有的处罚。
And, you know, the teacher can watch over just to make sure nobody's going to pull out a knife and try to kill the other one.
而那个老师只要注意这两个人不会有人拿出刀来杀另外一个人就好了。
But in that case, it's like, you know, you have the evil one versus evil two, and the teacher, sort of, he's representing God, just watching over the situation, but letting them teach themselves a lesson.
所以呢，这个两个小孩打架就很像这个邪恶的甲方跟邪恶的乙方两边互斗，然后呢，让他们打得头破血流，等于是他们自己教导自己一堂自我处罚的课程。那老师呢，就好像神一样，他只要袖手旁观的看他们两个人发生的事就好。
Yeah, so again, God is always in control of a situation. He knows perfectly what's going on. But he can use, again, evil people to punish evil people. And they're all punishing themselves. So that's just, what do we call that? Self-induced misery is the term.
好，所以呢，这个神呢，他其实常常都是扮演这样一个角色，看到这个邪恶的甲方跟邪恶的乙方，他们互相互斗，然后互相教对方一堂课，然后他们最终呢就会学习到这个课程。
Now, in a lot of these cases, and you know, we look at groups like there's the Black Lives Matter group, for example, and you have the extreme socialists in America that are trying to tear down the establishment or the pillars, and we say the strong points of the nation.And these people are definitely satanically influenced.
所以现在美国的这个所谓黑人的生命也重要的这些推动者，或者是那种超级社会主义的推动者，他们其实呢都是属于这种邪恶的错误思维的状态的人，他们其实一直在破坏他们整个国家能够叫做成功立国的那些基石。好，然后呢，在要毁坏这些基石，那以为他们在对国家做好的事情。
And also to that, you can add all of the other social movements. For example, there was the Green Movement, and you know, people are trying to save the planet, and so Satan is really influencing that movement.
而像那个什么，像社会运动的人，包括我们讲的这个环保的绿色运动，这些人他们其实都是受到撒旦的影响，好，他们在推动一些其实是对长久人类历史是一个破坏行为的一些事情。
And you have the movement with the gays, lesbians, transsexuals, bisexuals, what are the LGBT movement?
LGBT.
Lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transvestites, and there's a Q on the end, what's
transgender.
That? Transgender. The Q is transgender?
Oh, Q is queer.
Queer.
LGBTQ.
But we say queer, I don't know why they say Q on them, because lesbians and gays are queer. See, queer means gay, but it's like they put
it... So it's like same words.
Maybe, but you know, they have their different categories. Anyway, so that's what they call themselves.
好，还有那些那个就是同性恋啊，异性，还有什么混合恋啊，这种运动的推动者，他们更是这个撒旦的诡计的一个推动人。Yeah.
To add to that, you also have the big argument about immigrants into the United States, whether they should be allowing the illegal immigrants to come in or not, and that view seems to be split 50-50 down the country.
在美国还有一些在谈这些所谓非法移民，该不该让他们留在美国？现在在美国是大概一半一半的人持各持一种看法。
Okay, and you have the people that are supporting a big government, that the government should pay for everything, and then you have people that want more freedom. They say, we don't need the government to run our lives, we have God.
然后呢，还有一些人呢，他们是在推动说啊，应该要大政府的这种概念，希望说政府可以管所有的事情，最好有很强的这个社会主义的福利。 那有一些人呢则是要非常的所谓自由主义的，不希望政府对他们的生活生命有干涉太多，因为政府的力量太大就会影响到他们的自由的生活。
So you have all of these opposing views in society, and that's normal. You know, people aren't always going to agree with each other. But under satanic inspiration, they become more political, and then people can become more aggressive, more violent about their point of view.
所以呢，在国家社会中呢，就看到各种不同的主义观念全部互相对抗的状态。那其实，在撒旦的计谋里呢，他其实就是希望这个社会有所动乱，所以这些撒旦的策略就会看到这个社会越来越不稳定。
And then the more violent the society becomes, then the more pressure there is on a government to make more laws and to increase the size of the police or the army, for example.
而这些不稳定的这个社会呢，就会造成更多的这种暴力行为啊等等的。那它暴力越多，政府呢就会想要更大的权力来管理国家，所以就变成那个大政府的状态就越明显。
And then eventually, you know, the society collapses, and then you have to have this sort of this big government step in. And that's where Satan, that's the position he wants to be. He loves the big governments, the controlling governments, so that he can control the population.
然后呢，当这个社会的制度或一个比较有组织结构的社会呢，完全崩盘的时候呢，政府，大政府的状态就会出现，因为政府它必须要维系整个社会的安宁，所以政府变得更大，更有权力，这就是撒旦要的，这就是他的诡计得逞的时候，因为撒旦他希望这个政府是大政府主义，可以管理所有的事，那这样的话呢，政府里面的最高的这个首长，只要控制得了这个首长，这个政府就被他控制，那这个国家就被他控制，这个世界就被他控制。
One of the characteristics of a totalitarian or a dictatorial government, or a controlling government, is that they think they can tell the people how they're supposed to not just act, but also how to think.
所以对一个很强大有力的政府呢，他就会进入一个专制政权的状态。那这样子的话，这个政府他不只要管理人的行为，他甚至要管理人的思想。
Yeah, and they do that through a lot of surveillance as well, you know, trying to get as much information about the population, and they'll have cameras everywhere to make sure that, you know, people are doing the right thing, with a lot of propaganda as well to change the people's thinking.
而且呢，这样子的政府呢，他后来就会开始监视这个民众啊，越来越多的监视系统在这个各种空间里面摆置。那同时呢，他也会想要控制思考，所以他就会变成有非常多的这个大政府的宣传，按照希望教育民众的思维是政府所期待的那个状态。
And they'll also try to control the media, of course. You know, they'll have, we call it like news blackouts, or they can try to control what people can view on the TV, try to control what they can view on their phones, for example.
所以呢，他们甚至呢，政府会想要控制所有的媒体的这个资讯，所以他要控制你在电视上面所播报的新闻，也会控制你在手机上可以看到的资讯。
And that's becoming a big trend around the world today.
现在其实越来越像是这个世界都在被引导成这样的一个潮流，是这样的一个状态了。
There's very few countries in the world where there is true freedom.
现在其实已经很少有国家，它真正是有所谓真正的自由。
Even in the United States, which is, the United States actually is still probably one of the freest countries in the world. But even then, you know, people are heavily influenced by the media.It's like the left-wing media have a very strict control over the big news corporations.
而在美国呢，当然现在相较起来还是一个比较自由的国家。但即使在美国这样一个自由的国家，它的这个媒体啊，还是被一些蛮明显的被一些左翼的人去控制了。他们在是从企业的角度去控制那些媒体。
Just to give you an example, I think, probably Google is now the biggest, maybe Amazon and Google are like the two biggest companies in the world. And Google run YouTube, for example. And even like Facebook. But these big companies now, if there's something that they don't like when people are posting, for example, you get people that are supporting Trump, for example, they don't like that. Or here's a better example. When people think they have a solution to the coronavirus, they take those sites down because it doesn't agree with what they believe. These big internet companies, they have a huge influence over how people can think or what they want people to think.
所以在现在这些所谓网络世界的大企业呢，它其实可以监控很多人的行为，甚至它会决定哪些资讯，比如说这个新冠病毒的有了什么样的解药，那他们觉得，哎，这个东西不应该让大家知道，他就把这样的新闻都抽掉了。就是说，它其实影响到蛮多人，他真正可以得到知识的一些来源，他们由这些网络公司在决定很多事情。
And the people that run these corporations, the ones that are making these policies, they're all on the left side of the political spectrum, really. And one way we see that is whether they support Trump or they don't. And most of them hate Trump.
然后呢，这些网络世界的这些企业领导者，他们是制定这个网络的规则的人哦。他们很多都是比较偏左翼的，那他们其实都不太支持川普，所以就会变成你会发现这个网络上面反对川普的讯息非常的多。
Yeah. Now, my job as a pastor is not to get too political, and I'm not supposed to say, you know, who you should vote for and who you should support. But in the past, whatever people's political affiliations were, they were always supportive of the president, no matter who the president was.So even back to the time of Obama, he was a Democrat, but even if you're a Republican, you still support him as your president, and then you pray for him, and you don't make public statements about how much you hate him, for example.
对于一个这个牧师来讲，他是不应该牵涉进入政治太多，而且在很多任何时候呢，这个总统被选出来以后啊，我们就是应该要支持这个总统，即使之前是奥巴马总统，那奥巴马总统是一个民主党的总统，但是他既然是我们的这个美国的总统了，美国人就不应该太强烈性的去好像什么都要反对他。好，那现在川普是总统也是一样。
And in the past, when you have like the two-party system like in the United States, if one party didn't like the policies of the other party, then they attack the policies, of course. And they say, well, this policy that you have here about whether it's about the budget or whether it's about immigration or whether it's about social issues, we don't like that because, and then you list your reasons.
所以在过去呢，美国这种两党政治啊，它蛮明确的，就是说如果当权的政府它定出了一些政策，那你对那个政策不欣赏，你觉得有意见，你应该是要针对那个政策啊，去讨论，去攻击或者去辩论，然后你要列出你不喜欢这个政策的一些原因来，而不是去攻击那个总统。
It's been very interesting that since Trump got into power, you know, people's platform is really they just hate Trump. They're not really saying it's because of this or because of that, and let's have a dialogue about it. It's just that they hate Trump.
那比较奇怪就是当川普他当上总统以后呢，很多人呢就开始就是完全就是不管川普做什么，就是讨厌这个人，而不是因为他的政策有什么样的问题，就是一面倒的去讨厌他。
Yeah, and so like we saw this recently, just when they were selecting the Democrat candidate to be the presidential candidate. Now it's Joe Biden, of course. But the Democrats, they were just looking at somebody who could beat Trump. They weren't sort of saying, what are your policies? It's just, well, you know, is this the person to beat Trump? They were just focused on Trump as a person rather than the Republican Party and what the policies were.
现在呢，这个民主党呢是在选择他们要来跟川普竞争总统位置的这个过程中呢，也很奇怪的，就是他们已经不是在看说，哎，谁适合当美国总统？好，民主党的人呢是拼命在想说，谁能够打败川普，那我们就让他成为民主党的候选人。所以拜登他现在呢，大家对他的期待就是打败川普这个人。而不是说这个拜登是否适合当美国总统。
So now people are making their what should be political decisions based on thinking. Yeah, I think that this man would be a good president because this is what he says and this is what he'll do. They're basing it on emotions, and the emotion really is hatred that you vote against Trump. And yeah, I think that's what's made the Democrat vote very strong, actually.
而现在呢，所有的民众，尤其是民主党的人呢，他变成不是在思考从政治观点谁可以做一个好的美国总统，而是说从一个情绪的一个角度呢，来选择一个可以打败川普的人。所以为什么现在你看这个民调啊，拜登的民调远远高过川普，就是因为拜登的这些支持者全部是靠着情绪来选择的。It's very similar to or Taiwanese、the Kaohsiung's mayor. Similar situation.、
Well, see, and another thing Joe Biden is doing is rather than trying to present some good policies, he's saying for his number two person that we call a running mate, he's made a decision already that whoever he chooses to be his number two has to be a black woman.And it can be anybody, but it's got to be a black woman. See, he's not looking at, well, who's the best person for the job. So again, he's trying to appeal to people's emotions. You know, they want to have a woman and they want to have a black person. So let's put the two together.
所以呢，拜登呢，他作为民主党的这个总统候选人呢，他也已经决定哈，他要怎么样找他的副总统的搭档。那他的这个决定就是呢，要找一个非裔美人的这个黑人女人。所以说他要找这样的这个形态的这一个人已经他确定了，所以根本不是在说哦，现在有哪一个很适合当副总统的人可以当他的竞选伙伴，而是选择就是要非黑人的女性候选人来跟他搭配。
And what's also interesting about that is that because Joe Biden is very old and very, he's getting quite senile actually. If senile means his brain is, he's very slow in his thinking. He makes a lot of mistakes when he's talking.
How old is he?
80 maybe? He looks about 80, I'm sure he's about 80. He's been in politics, you know, for many, many, many years.
而且呢，这个拜登呢，很明显的是他其实已经年纪很大，而且有一点这个思维缓慢的状态了哈。然后他甚至在常常讲话的时候都会讲错很多很多的事情。
77.
他今年已经77岁。好，所以在很多角度来讲，他其实在当时民主党的候选人里面，他其实并不是最佳的候选人。
Right. And people are saying, well, if he gets elected, which is this October, he'll probably die in office.
November?
Oh, is it November maybe? Okay, November. He'll probably die in the next 4 years. So that means that whoever he chooses for number two, the black woman, she gets to be the president.Then these Americans can celebrate. We finally got our black woman president. What a great goal.
而拜登呢，他如果现在选了一个非裔黑人 女性的这个副总统的搭档呢，如果在未来四年拜登他不幸在这个四年的任期中他去世的话，就会有一个黑人的女性总统会就是副总统会变成总统，所以那这样的话很多人就会说啊，我们终于有了一个女性就是黑人的总统。
That'll make them happy for...
那就很明显的有很多人会很高兴这个状态。
Okay, but you know, obviously in God's plan, God has given us practical common sense. And he says that usually when you pick a person for the job, you pick the best person.
上帝已经给我们所有的人都一个很明确的智慧，就是我们要有一个职位，一定要选择最适当去做这个事，做这个职位的人来担任这个角色。这是神给我们的智慧耶。
Yeah, but it comes back to these big governments. They want to control how people act and how they think. And what they're trying to do is control these general population to get them to vote for this black African woman.Because that gives them a great emotional victory.
而撒旦的计划则是呢，要有一个大政府计划，然后要最好找到一个会让所有的全国人民都是哦很情绪上喜欢他的这样的一个人。这不是完全就是撒旦的计划吗？
Yeah. Now I would think if you had a black African woman out there, if they're doctrinally oriented, which means if they know the word of God very well.And if they know how politics works, and if they're very patriotic, they could make a good president.
那如果我们今天选了一个黑人的这个女性，好的一个副总统或总统，她是非常了解神的计划，是知道神的智慧、神的语言的一个总统的话，那说不定她也真的是可以当一个很好的总统。
Yeah. But just to vote for a person because she is black and because she's a woman, that just shows the stupidity and the discipline that's going to be coming to the American people for these stupid decisions.
而如果呢，今天只是因为这个人是黑人，是女人，所以就让她去当这个副总统或总统的话，那就变成我们所有的选民呢，是以我们的愚蠢来选的。那这样子，这种愚蠢的行为、愚蠢的选择、愚蠢的决定，将来一定会让我们这些愚蠢的人受害。
We're seeing this as a result of satanic influence. And one way he does that, again, is he creates this mass confusion in society, and that allows for bigger governments, and again, the governments tell people how to think.
所以呢，所谓的这个撒旦的影响啊，就是要让这个社会呢，去很愚蠢的去选择一个大政府的一个状态，然后呢，这个大政府呢，去管理我们人的行为，同时管理我们人的思维。
Yeah. And the problem like this, it always begins when people get away from the word of God.
而能够会有这样的问题，都是因为我们人类呢，真的是离神的话语，离神的智慧很越来越遥远，才会有这样的问题。
Yeah.And that also goes to show us what the solution is as well. The solution, you know, when society is collapsing all about you, and you know, you have all of these social problems and violence even in society, the solution is that people need to get back to the Word of God.
所以要解决这样的问题呢，只有一个方法，就是我们人们要回去重新认识神的话语。
It's the same with when God brings natural disasters uponthe world as well, like the coronavirus. We see now in China, it's difficult to try to keep updates with the news, but with the big flooding that they had, 50, maybe 60 million people are affected by that. You know, that's not an accident.
所以我们现在回来看，就是说，当全世界受到这个新冠病毒的影响，好，或者是现在中国可能这个长江大坝它是洪水的问题，哈，这些事情，说实在呢，这么多这么大的问题，是不是也跟神他要调整他的计划有关？
See, in these situations, God is using these disasters to show to people you need to change your thinking and you need to turn around and develop a relationship with me.
因为当这种大型的自然灾害发生的时候，其实常常是神要警告我们人类，我们必须要改变我们的思维了，我们必须要把我们的面转向神，去从神的话语中去学习到我们该如何的顺服听从神的智慧。
Okay, and again, you know, Satan's strategy, whenever there's going to be big disasters, for example, he's always going to try to influence mankind, say, well, put your trust in the government. The government can help you. Because from an atheist point of view, the government is the greatest authority, the most powerful authority that exists.
而撒旦的计划呢，则是当这种大自然的灾害发生的时候呢，他希望我们人呢，把所有的这个信靠是依赖在大政府的身上，好，然后让我们呢远离神，还是去朝着政府去寻找结果，这是撒旦的计划。
Yeah, you know, like people hear the word government, and the government will help you, and the government will pay for this, and the government will pay for that.
所以呢，你就会听到说啊，政府要会来帮助你，政府会为你付这个钱，政府会为你付那个钱，政府会做这个做那个。
We have to realize first, the government is just made up of sinners and people with evil motivation usually.
我们要知道，很多时候啊，政府都是被一些罪人在领导的。那些人都是在下很多邪恶的决定的人，很容易都是这种人才会去变成政府的人。
Yeah, I'm going to say evil. You know, often they can be very sincere about how they want to help people, but they're minions of Satan, agents of Satan.
我们不要以为说哈，这些人说这些政府的人很邪恶，是他心里想要做邪恶的事，不是？他们其实还以为他们是在做有利世界的事。但是实际上呢，他们常常是被撒旦给利用了。
And the other thing you have to remember, when they say, you know, the government will help you, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for that, well, that's the taxpayers' money, that's your money, it's not their money.
任何时候呢，当政府说啊，我会付这个钱，我会帮你付这个钱，帮你付那个钱，你不要忘记，这是你交给政府的税金。
It's very easy to spend other people's money.
这是很容易就可以去花别人口袋里的钱。
Okay, now that's all we've got time for now, so take another 10-minute break and I'll see you back here at 3:10.
好，我们休息十分钟，三点十分回来。